It's always worthwhile going through the textbook and your class notes to identify what the key geography terminology or vocabulary are and writing down some detailed definitions. Very often there are some potentially easy marks to be gained by simple "what does the following term mean" sort of questions. However, these are usually 2 marks, so you need to have to your fingertips some complex definitions rather than some basic ideas. So an example of such a question came up in June 2010, and the question was, for 2 marks, what is ecotourism? Simple points, which would have been only worth 1 mark, might have included tourism which doesn't harm the environment, tourism which benefits local people, or small-scale tourism. However, to secure 2 marks, you needed a more complex definition. For example, tourism which uses the natural environment as an attraction and protects it at the same time would have gained you 2 marks. And an example would have been helpful here as well, just to hammer home the point. So you could have put, for example, the La Perillos Eco Lodge in Costa Rica.